Welcome to Everyday Carry Christian. I'm Steve, your host. Thank you for tuning in and watching or listening here today. Please take a moment and share this podcast and this video with others. And if there's a space on your device where you could give a review, that would be greatly appreciated as well. We are in Proverbs chapter 1, the last few verses in this section, and we're talking about decisions. And how do we know what to do with our lives? And when you're confronted with a choice, is there some help that you can get from the Lord? Is there some wisdom that you can have? That's what Solomon is talking about to his children in these verses. So wisdom is personified. So Proverbs 1 verse 20 to 33 is our passage. Wisdom is personified, and she is brilliant, and she is beautiful. And I would encourage every teenager and young adult watching that you would gain the wisdom of God, that you would seek it, and that you would gain it and apply it, draw it into your life and know it, because we all are confronted with choices every day. So wisdom is personified. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. Wisdom is trying to get our attention. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words. And then wisdom, as she's personified, then the rest of this chapter, she's talking. Now, she was in these important places in the city. That'd be like places of commerce and places of education and places where you would go. And she's calling out, I have some wisdom here. This will help you. This will help you in your life. And so here's what she's saying. How long, you simple ones, it doesn't mean stupid. It means the lack of experience. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. So you have simple ones, you have scorners, and you have fools. Which category would you be in? Some of us just are lacking experience. Others are scorners. They're hateful against authority and people who would give them wisdom and knowledge to know what to do, whether it's in school or in society and civil discourse. And then there's fools. The fools just say, I don't care, I'm going to do it my way. And I'm not going to learn lessons from anybody. I hope that you're not any of those. Maybe because we're young, and many of you who are watching and listening are young, you could be simple, lack of experience, but you can make up for that by gaining the wisdom of God. So she continues her plea. Turn you at my reproof. The word reproof means correction or rebuke. All right, that was a pretty good try, but here's a better way to do it. Good try, way to go, but here's the best way to go with that choice that you're making. And she says, behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Wisdom is saying, I'm just going to laugh. I tried to tell you, but you didn't listen. You did not. You were a scorner, or you were a fool, or in your simplicity, you just went with the flow instead of gaining all the knowledge and wisdom that I have for you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Sometimes it's too late. No matter how smart you are or what answers you get, sometimes the consequences have already been enacted. Sometimes it's too late to seek wisdom. She says, seek me while you can. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, but they would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. We get what we put in to life. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Wouldn't that be a great way to live without fear? And what am I going to do? And I don't know how to make this decision. And I'm asking everybody, but I'm not really seeking God. I'm not really seeking the wisdom of God. Well, there could be a lot of fear in your life then. As you're making decisions, I encourage you, seek counsel from God. Seek the wisdom of the Lord. And by the way, if you know it ahead of time, It just will make it so much easier to make the right choice the next time. Thanks for participating today.